Braden Locke brought to the party, and that was the earliest sign
on
of
that
it.
Play, Billy. And that was what was impressive to me was I'm like, okay, Braden Locke has made that step. Like, obviously, last week, not to make excuses, but or I shouldn't say last week, 2 weeks ago, to get thrown into the fire where, you know, all of a sudden you're up against Alabama, you didn't get starter snaps, all that stuff. A little bit of a difficult situation. You still got to perform, still got to try to, you know, pull out a victory. But at least at that point, I'm like, okay, he handled the blitz really well, threw a really nice deep ball to Vinny Anthony. Things looked good. And, yeah, there were times where shortly after that or a little while after that, it just did not go nearly as well as what that sequence did.
Yeah, and Anthony also provided a pretty good spark on his second kick return, 74-yarder, that at the time, again, you're down three scores. You need something to happen. There's 6 minutes to go. Sadly, Badgers were unable to do anything with it, put any points on the board, and get that goose egg up off the scoreboard for the second half.
But a couple of good explosive plays. I mean, you got to have somebody that can have some explosive plays out there, and Vinny Anthony was the one guy that provided it today.
And rolls 3 catches, 70 yards, and that touchdown. Also would be remiss to not say that it's always energizing to see Atticus Bertram's punt. Now, I mean, like, it's not great when your punter is maybe your most dangerous weapon at this point, but he hits that 74-yarder down to the one.
It flips the field.
Right after that, he bounces one off of a USC Trojan. Another guy, like, holy cow, Atticus Bertram making a run to be MVP.
In the first half, that was what was providing
him. Feeling like Iowa at that point.
Absolutely. It's like Iowa, and you don't want to be Iowa 2.0. Trust me on that. But it is one of those situations where, you know, momentum. They had momentum, and he provided it, and flipping the field and doing what they did, it was on their side at that point, at least.
A very, very tough moment, but we find some good energizing moments, because there were when you're up 21-10 on the road. First 30 minutes, pretty good for Badgers fans here today. The last 30, completely different story. 38-21, the final here today, as USC outscores the Badgers 28-0 in the second half. 28 unanswered points do the Badgers in and hand them their one loss so far in conference play, moving to 2-2. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you, as always, by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. We'll wrap things up here in a moment, some final thoughts, and then head over to our local side where we'll open up some comments. I know there's a lot of people very anxiously awaiting the opportunity to weigh in. Hold on, that comes up. We got a little bit more of our local Wisconsin UP4 dealers postgame show. It continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or sugar? charcuterie boards. The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Things up, the local Wisconsin, the UP4 Dealers postgame show here on the Badger Sports Network. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as the Badgers fall tonight. 38-21 is the final against the USC Trojans. Lance, this has been, and we can't sugarcoat it. We talked about it last week with the Alabama game. It's something you have circled, both of these two games, marquee games. You get a bye in between. I do think, and I know there's a lot of people that will have a lot of takes, because seemingly the only thing that people get frustrated with is coaching. Mm-hmm. I thought the coaches then, if that's what, you know, ends these games and does it, I thought they had them ready to play to start the game. Second half adjustments difficult. More than anything, I thought a lot of the talent on the other side really showcased itself later into the game. You talk about Jacoby Lane, 10 catches, a buck 05, two touchdowns. Deuce Robinson was unstoppable on back-to-back plays, it seemed like. And then at the end of the day, the trigger man, Miller Moss, was all ultimately the difference here today. 30 completions, 3 touchdowns, over 300 yards for Lincoln Riley's Trojans.
To Luke Fickell's comment from a couple of weeks ago, he wanted to see this team run the ball more, and it seemed like they did and went back to more like Badgers football early on. Unfortunately, they couldn't continue it once, especially once they got behind in the second half. Now, the negatives, the fifth straight loss versus an AP top 25 team, 0-4 under Luke Fickell, and obviously, you know, Billy, the reason why Fickell was brought in is because, hey, you got to have some of these marquee wins. You got to circle these on the calendar and get some of these to prove that you're back to the Wisconsin football that they want to be at. So that is something to kind of watch. And then we saw Walker with 12 carries, Malusi with 10. We saw Dupree with a couple of nice carries early on, and then they kind of went away from him. So you wonder, going forward, will we see a little more Dupree against Purdue next week on Saturday, just to have that dynamic runner, so to speak, because I thought Walker had a nice day with those couple of touchdowns, but I think Dupree has earned his way into getting more looks, more carries, more snaps, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, and I think Tyree Walker, we're starting to really see why people were so excited about him during training camp and a little bit in the spring ball, knowing
so maybe he needs more than 12 touches.
That he can be,
you know, like I think Dupree
they need more plays. They need to be on the field more than 20 minutes. I think that's what I'm most excited to see. You think about it a couple of different ways, Lance. There's the games that, you know, maybe you beat a team that you shouldn't beat. Mm-hmm. That may have been what today is. You mentioned the stat of beating top 25 teams when you're unranked. There's a reason for that. But now for Badger fans, getting to be a home 11 a.m. kick against Purdue, these are the ones you believe you're supposed to win. So now you try to go and make sure that you can handle that business coming up next week.
Because obviously Purdue today lost to Nebraska 28-10 handily, and they only have one win on the year. It is the game that you look at now and go, okay, we can get better. We can get right against a Boilermakers team that clearly is not all that great. And that at home, you should win that game.
Yeah, and it's turns into a big one, because that 11 a.m. kick coming up on the next weekend ends up being the first and only home game until October 26th, more than a month, then less than a month away, as you go on the road at Rutgers, at Northwestern, which will be a very fascinating situation, and then for that home night tilt against another top-ranked team, this one ninth in the country, Penn State, all the way on October 26th. There's a lot of football to be played in between then, and a lot more discussion to be had on this game as well. 38-21, USC beats the Badgers. They get their first Big Ten victory in their first home action at the Coliseum. It was a beautiful sight for the first 30 minutes. Last 30, not so much. We'll talk about all of it coming up as we continue our post-game coverage locally on 1070 The Game in, or 1070 The Game in Madison on the AM side, as well as 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee, our flagship stations here covering the Wisconsin Badgers. But we'll bid you adieu on the network side. More of Lance and myself talking about this game with all of you on the Talking Text line as well, coming up on the 38-21 loss for the Badgers in Southern California. But it'll be Badgers returning home against the Purdue Boilermakers 1 week from today. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Billy Schmidt, hoping you'll join us coming up October 5th, next Saturday, as the Badgers take on the Purdue Boilermakers in 11 a.m. kick. Our network coverage will start at 9. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
shaka, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling.
Hookah, hookah,
deep inside of me.
Shaka, hookah, hookah.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Hookah, 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 shaka.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. As candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean up.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go. Twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old. Twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting.
spend the night.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Time.
say to the open arms of the sea, yeah. Lonely riverside, wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Friend of man, green-eyed lady, passion's lady. see setting suns and lonely lovers free.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know.
Think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Without you.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Persuasion. when this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
going. I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? The morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is
it's all right now, baby, it's all right.